Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to the Bobby Podcast.
My name is Bobby Kazmaier, and for the last year and a half, I've been creating content on TikTok and through this podcast, navigating my experiences in ED recovery, what I've learned in recovery, how I've been able to overcome certain struggles with EDs and recovery, going through all my experiences, sharing them with you guys because I've found a true passion for helping and inspiring others going through similar struggles I was going through with food. And now using my experiences and learning from them to share that knowledge with others. And I want to reiterate the fact with this podcast, I am simply sharing my own experiences. I am not a licensed nutritionist. I'm not a registered dietitian. I'm not an eating disorder recovery coach. I'm not certified, not licensed in anything. I'm simply sharing my own experiences through eating disorder recovery. Through this last year and a half, I've been able to grow a following of over 200,000 people on TikTok, which to this day still blows my mind. But like I said, I've been able to use my platform on TikTok to help others, make others feel less alone if they're struggling with food or body image or anything along those lines. And it's truly been amazing. And I love this podcast, especially because I love the fact that I'm able to express what I want to say in a longer form of content. Because there's only so much you can fit into a TikTok or an Instagram reel. Being able to just sit with a microphone and just really be authentic for 30 minutes to an hour is amazing. It's truly great. It's awesome that I'm even able to do this. So with that being said, I really hope you enjoy the episode and thank you so much for listening. All right, let's talk about before pictures, progress pictures in general, because I have a pretty long history with progress pictures, body checking in general, body image related issues that thankfully I have pretty much moved past. I think there's still, bouts or, small instances where I, I catch myself in an old bad habit, but, I immediately acknowledge it and snap myself out of it. But there was a period of time of multiple years where I was literally just obsessed with the way I look, and obsessed with looking in the mirror and taking, literally the first thing I would do in the morning is go to the bathroom and then take a picture of what I looked like without my shirt on, every single day. And I would put it into this album I had in my phone and I would compare to how I looked from the day before. It was very addictive and it was not great because, not only was it just horrible for my mental headspace, it led to just way too much comparing, and it even affected how much food I would eat that day. Cause like I said, this was the first thing I would do every single day. So if I, looked in the mirror, didn't like what I saw and compared it to what I looked like the day before, I would be like, all right, we got to scale it back. We can't eat as much today because I don't look as quote unquote good as I did the day before, which is just, it's so ridiculous because there's so many different factors that go into, how your body looks first thing in the morning, from sleep, water, volume of food you ate before, stress. And, there's so many, various factors that, factor in to how you look when you first wake up. And it, this pattern, it became such a habit, it literally became a habit, where I would do this every single morning, every single day. And I would even do it multiple times a day just to see, how different I looked at the end of the day versus the start of the day. I would do it after I ate a meal. It was just it became so obsessive and so addictive. And I just couldn't stop comparing how I looked to the day before and the day before that and, so on and so forth. And, eventually I got sick of it and I wanted to stop doing this, but it's really hard to stop doing that, to, stop comparing how you look when you value how you look, or when you prioritize how you look over a lot of other things. And it wasn't until I stopped prioritizing how I physically looked, it wasn't until then when I realized that what I was doing was pretty pointless. And it wasn't helping me at all. It was just overall, it was making me feel worse. And like I said, it was affecting my food habits. It was affecting my mood. Like, if, you know, like I said, if I didn't like the way I looked, I would just be in a shitty mood all day. When in reality, you know, no one was forcing this upon me. I was, you know, voluntarily doing this every single morning. You know, looking at myself in the mirror with no shirt on every single morning. And I wanted it to stop. So I'm going to talk about some things that I did that helped me stop, because I haven't taken a progress picture or, you know, in, oh man, I don't even know. It's been at least a year. Like it's been a while. Like since I've consistently taken progress pictures, it's been a while. So now, you know, that it's been some time since I've done one, I want to share my, you know, most valuable tips that have helped me stop. And some of them are very simple, and some take a little bit of more effort and time and consistency and are just overall a little bit more difficult. But I want to share all of them because these have all helped me so much. And like I said, I no longer, you know, prioritize how I look. You know, I mean, I'll still look in mirrors and like, you know, if I don't, you know, brush my hair and like, you know, I'll do all that stuff. But I'm not like going to the bathroom at, you know, 2 o'clock on a Wednesday for no reason, just, you know, for no reason other than to look at myself shirtless. Like I'm not doing that anymore. So yeah, I just want to talk about, you know, things I've done to help, you know, stop that. And, you know, because I've stopped, I've, you know, my mental health has been a lot better. I really appreciate my body for what it is. You know, and it's like I said, it doesn't have a hold on me anymore. It doesn't affect my food choices anymore. It doesn't, like, all the decisions that I make in my daily life have nothing to do with how I looked in the mirror in the morning. And it's taken me a while to get to that point, but I know you can as well. So I want to get to this. I want to get to my biggest tips that have helped me no longer body check or cling on to before pictures. Okay, so the very first thing I did, and this one is one of the harder ones, even though the task itself is simple, it just the mental block behind it is hard. If you are someone like me who has, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pictures of yourself in the mirror, you know, to body check, delete them. Literally delete them. And I know that is really tough because, you know, for me, I had years worth of pictures on there, years worth. And it's hard to just, you know, hit the delete button and never see them again. Especially when, you know, the person that is in those pictures throughout the years is like a past version of you that you don't want to let go, even though you should let go of that person because you're no longer that person and you want to strive to be a better person. Because, like, you know, in all these, like, I remember when I was going to delete all these pictures, I looked at myself, you know, through my current self in the picture and just looked at how miserable I was. And there was a part of my brain who was, you know, trying to tell me not to delete these pictures because of, you know, the classic, like, oh, but you were so much happier when you looked like this. But I wasn't. I was absolutely miserable. I was, you know, counting every single calorie. I was body checking, you know, 10 times a day. Constantly looking in the mirror, like, but you know, on the outside, it looked like I was fine. But you just have to remind yourself of how shitty of a time this period of time was for you. And you just have to let go, basically. And like I said, it's really hard because you're letting go of like a past version of you. But you have to do it. You simply have to let go. So just delete them and then go to your recently deleted album and delete them again, because, you know, it's one thing to just delete them and have them in your recently deleted, so they're not technically fully deleted, but it's another thing to actually delete them from your phone forever. You can never get them back no matter how hard you try. And once you do that, you just, like, I know for me, like, I deleted them, like, for half a second I had like a little bout of anxiety and stress, then after that I just felt like a giant weight was lifted off my shoulders. Because I remember I'd be like bored, just like I'd be doing nothing, just like on my phone doing whatever. I would just, like, you know, like instinctively just like go to my photos and start like looking at old, you know, pictures of myself I took, like just for fun or not even for fun, just out of habit. And I would like just compare to how I looked in that present moment. And I just spent, you know, so much time doing that for pretty much no reason, other than to just feel shitty about myself. Basically that was the end result. I would just end up feeling shitty about my current self. And I like remember after I deleted these photos, I instinctively did it again. where, you know, I would just open up my camera roll, you know, instinctively and look for these pictures, but they weren't there. And when they weren't there, that's when it hit me like, damn, like I really spent so much time comparing myself, or it became such a habit where I just did it like it was breathing, like it was second nature. And I was like, damn, like what? Like I wasted so much time doing this. And like in that moment as well, I felt so relieved that I am no longer, like I can't do that anymore. And I, you know, value or spent my time doing things that will actually benefit me in the short and long term and not wasting time scrolling through old pictures of myself. So yeah, I mean, look, I get it. It's totally hard. Like I said, you're pretty much letting go a past version of yourself, but you just have to remember the person behind that progress picture or that body check picture. Like you have to remember how miserable it was constantly worrying about your body 24/7, worrying about what you're going to eat the day or that day as a result of that picture, how much you were going to exercise. Like you just had to let go of that person because you're a better person now than you were then. And once you delete them and let go of them, I'm telling you, you will feel so much better. Like a giant weight has just been lifted off your shoulders. And you can just actually go about your day doing productive shit. So just delete those photos. I don't care how many you have. I don't care if you have like, I don't know, an emotional attachment to them, which I understand because part of me did, but you have to let go of it. So that's the very first step. It's just, if you have a bunch of them, just delete them. I promise you it'll be okay. And you will be better because of it. Okay. So you know how in the previous segment, I kind of talked about how I just like naturally, instinctively would just like open up my photos app and look at these pictures. I'm going to tie back into that a little bit here, because the next thing I did or that I would highly recommend doing is moving, like wherever your camera app is on your phone, the camera app or Snapchat, whatever app you would use to like take these progress pictures, these body check pictures, move it to a different part of your phone, or like hide the app on your phone. Because if you do this so often, like I did, like I said, it becomes habitual. You just like, you'll open your phone and without thinking, you'll just open up your camera roll because you've done it a million times. But if you move this app to like a different column or different row on your phone, or to a different section of your phone, or just hide it completely, you'll stop doing that habit. Like a couple times, you know, like I said, I would catch myself doing that, but I was like, wait, like it's not here anymore. So it like reminds me to not do that. Cause you know, if you were to just open up your camera, it would become like, you would have like an urge to take one of those pictures. If you know, your camera app is right there, it's been in the same place it always has been. But if you move it to a different place, you'd have to like relearn and go an extra step just to get to the camera app. And hopefully in that, you know, second or two it would take for you to actually go and find the camera app, you would kind of realize that, okay, I'm actually in a period of growth here. I shouldn't be doing this. I should redirect my attention or redirect what I want to do to something different. Something that's more meaningful and productive. Like moving your camera app or your photos app or your Snapchat app should be like a reminder of that you're trying to grow and improve and change and to no longer, you know, take these body check pictures. Like even though it's still accessible, the camera app is still accessible, the Snapchat app is still accessible. I mean, if you want to go delete Snapchat, go right ahead. I just don't think you can actually delete the camera app from your phone. I know you can like hide it and remove it, but I don't know if you can actually delete it. But just the simple act of moving it to somewhere else, it should be a reminder that you're trying to change and be better. So after you delete all your photos that you have, I want you to move the camera app to somewhere else on your phone. So your brain has to like, would have to relearn the habit of, you know, scrolling to your camera app. But hopefully, because you know, you want to be in a period of growth, you don't force yourself to learn it. You just kind of recognize that you're changing and you want to move on from it, essentially. So just stop, or just move your camera app somewhere else, because I promise you, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it will seriously go a long way. Like I do this for my social media apps too all the time. Like if I find myself like constantly being on social media, like mindlessly scrolling for no reason, I will like move the apps around. So I won't just like instinctively just like tap the same buttons over and over again, because I've done it a million times. It's not like I would have to, you know, intentionally go look for these apps if I want to actually open them. So you're essentially using your camera app for meaningful things only, not for something that's become so habitual, such as taking body check pictures. So if you move your camera app even one column or one session over, like your brain would have to relearn the act of opening up that app. And like I said, I'm not like a, you know, I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what field that would be in, but that's just my experience. Like I said, it works. Like I said, it works for any app. If you find yourself on one particular app too much, either just delete it entirely or move it to a different part of your phone. It helps a lot. So highly recommend moving your camera app to a different part of your phone so you can stop just like going to it without thinking, essentially. Okay. So along with those two, there's a third piece of it. That this part has actually benefited me in multiple ways, not just in the sense of no longer taking body check pictures in the morning, but I stopped bringing my phone with me to the bathroom in the morning when I first wake up. I leave it in my room. I'm at a point now where I don't touch my phone until after I eat breakfast, which is like anywhere between like 30 to 45 minutes after I wake up. So my first 30 to 45 minutes are without my phone entirely, which has been great for my just overall, I don't know, mental health and stability, like just not immediately being just stimulated by or overstimulated by just all these social media apps and whatnot, has been great for me. So just in general, it's been great. But in terms of this, like no longer body checking, you know, like I said, for me, in my case, I would do it first thing in the morning. So I would, you know, bring my phone with me first thing in the morning, and take this picture. But, you know, I realize when I don't have my phone on me, I can't take a picture. So before this, I would have my phone right next to my bed in the morning. So it was very accessible and very easy to grab, first thing. Right. But, you know, when I decided to make this adjustment, I moved my phone to a different part of my room where I would have to actually, you know, walk up to it and grab it, which is, you know, an extra step to take. And I put it in a part of my room where I like, you know, my door is in the center. I have a desk on the right side. So I would put my phone on the right side of that desk or on that side of the room, the right side. So if I were to get up out of my bed and walk straight to my door, I wouldn't like directly make eye contact with that desk. Therefore, I'm not directly making eye contact with my phone, which in turn, I'm not thinking about my phone or thinking about grabbing it because I can't directly see it. I would have to, it'd be, you know, deep in my peripheral vision. So I would have to like turn to the right to even see it. So if there's any possible way you can put your phone in your room to a place where you can't like directly see it when you first get up, or if you're walking out of your room, that will help you immensely. Cause I get it. Like, you know, having your phone on you all the time, it seems like it's a necessity, which it is. Like, you know, your phone is a necessity for sure. But you know, to a certain point, you kind of have to understand or kind of realize that like you don't need it all the time. And it took me a while to realize that I don't need to bring my phone with me to go to the bathroom because I know I'm just going to use it to take this, you know, body check picture, and it's going to be just like, I don't know, it's just not a good thing to start your day off with. So, and another thing for me too, I don't know how many guys are listening to this, but I also started wearing shirts when I went to the bathroom because I'm someone like, regardless, I sleep without my shirt on. So I sleep in no shirt. So when I get up to go to the bathroom first thing in the morning, I want to have a shirt on. Therefore, it makes it easier to body check because, you know, your shirt's already off. But if I'm wearing a shirt to the bathroom, I would have to take off my shirt. I'd have to go through a whole nother step just to, you know, look at myself in the mirror. So not bringing my phone with me and not bringing my phone with me and wearing a shirt has helped me out the most because, you know, it immediately prevents and inhibits the two biggest reasons that would cause me to take these body check pictures. So yeah, I mean, those two things have helped me out a lot. And like I said, the phone thing has helped me out in more ways than one. Like I now do not need my phone at the start of the day. And that is like, seriously, it has helped my attention span. It has helped just my mood. I feel better. Cause like when you open your phone and you're just constantly just scrolling and stimulated, you just feel like shit. And like, that's the kind of dopamine that your brain's going to chase the rest of the day. So when you don't have that, you can kind of like relax and don't really think about, you know, the outside world quite yet. It really helps you out a lot. So, and in this case, particularly with body check pictures. So try and bring your phone or don't bring your phone with you to the bathroom. And if you're a dude like me, wear a shirt when you go to the bathroom. Though they have helped me out a lot in terms of preventing myself from body checking.
All right. So now that I've gone through some of like the tactical, you know, tips and tricks I've implemented for myself that have helped me the most in terms of no longer body checking, I want to kind of take it a step further for this one. And that is to just, you know, again, I feel like it sounds cliche, but it's not. Thinking about the things that your body does well for you and appreciating those things, that has helped me the most in terms of like not having to look in the mirror and judge myself on the way I physically look. Like for example, like, you know, when I was my lightest, leanest, you know, I physically, you know, looked the best I ever have in my life. I know inside I was feeling like shit. I was low energy. I wasn't eating, you know, a lot, and it was really, you know, affecting me in a negative way. So now on the flip side, it's the opposite. Sure, I weigh more now, but I'm stronger. I have more energy. I'm in a better mood. I can sustain things for longer. I have a longer attention span. I can, you know, actually enjoy things and do things that I wasn't able to do when I was at my leanest to my lightest, even though, you know, like I said, on paper, it looks like I was like, you know, happy and like I felt good in my body, but no, I really didn't. I didn't at all. So now I stop and think, okay, like what are things about my body that I take for granted on a daily basis? And I thought about that and I was like, okay, well, definitely just overall movement of all my extremities. Like I can move. I have two legs that move. I have two arms that move. I have feeling in all my extremities, because a lot of people don't have that. And that seriously hinders them. And there are just so many things that I know, like I take that for granted every single day. So I started, you know, recognizing things that my body does well for me. And that's one of them. I can move anything I want to move. Up next, this one, actually, I started doing this one a month ago, because a month ago I got sick. Like I had like this really bad cold, or I don't even know what exactly it was. And I lost my taste and smell for like, I don't know, 2-3 days. It was not COVID. I know that's like a prime like COVID symptom, but I tested myself for COVID. It was not COVID. But I lost my taste and smell, and I was like, I was miserable. It was an awful experience. Like the fact that there are still some people who like got COVID years ago and still have not gotten their taste and smell back, I feel so sorry for them, because like I was down bad for like 2-3 days, and it was awful. And that those 2-3 days made me realize like that I took my smell and taste for granted, and you know, I guess all my senses for granted. So like every time I like eat something now or I smell something good, I'm like, damn, like I'm not taking this for granted at all, because I know I could lose my smell or taste again at any moment. And I don't want to, you know, wish that away. I don't want to, you know, not experience that, because those 2-3 days where I wasn't tasting or smelling anything, it sucked. Food sucked. Like, you know, I still ate because I know I had to. And like, you know, I was trying really hard. I was trying all the like the TikTok tips and like, you know, like the charred lemon one. I tried that. It didn't work. I was like legitimately going crazy. I was like, am I like never going to get my smell and taste back? But, you know, eventually, like a couple days later, it came back. And ever since then, like I have not taken my smell or taste for granted at all. So I guess the point of this is just like, you know, think about the things that your body can do for you. And you appreciate it a lot more, and you focus more on that instead of how it looks physically. It's like doing all these things, it will just take care of the rest for you. Like, you know, if I do this good workout, this really tough, grueling workout, and I complete it, I'm like, damn, like my body got me through that. Instead of, you know, looking at myself in the mirror after that workout and seeing, you know, if I have a pump going, or if like, you know, if how I look, instead of doing that, I just overall think like, damn, like that workout was great. My body got me through it. I really appreciate it. I'm not taking that for granted. I know there's so many people who would like want to get this workout in right now, but they can't, because they can't move their bodies like the way I can. And so there's some things like all those things you just think about and just write down the things that you take for granted about just your overall health and your body on a physical or on a daily basis. And you know, you kind of go from there, and it kind of really just makes you realize that like how little of a significance it is to just like, or how little it matters that you look a certain way. And this is another thing too. When I realized I took all these progress or body check pictures, I realized for what was the end goal here? What was the point? Because it's not like, you know, people would like see me with my shirt off on a 24/7 basis. You know what I mean? Like, because like I look at pictures of me with my shirt on
from 2 days back to back, right? And I look the exact same, But if I took my shirt off and compared those two pictures, I would look different in my eyes. But like, that's just for me though, because, you know, in my actual life, I'm just with people, I'm doing my own thing. They don't notice, they don't give a shit at all. And that's really what matters. Like, it shouldn't matter that I look a certain way to myself on two different days, because that's just for me. So it's like, I'm putting myself through this for virtually no reason. So it's just like, why even do it at this point? Because if I look the same to people, like if I'm worried about how I look, but if I look the same to people, regardless on the outlet, regardless of how I look without my shirt on, who cares? Like, who literally cares? So that also helped me realize that like what I was doing really wasn't helping me at all. It was only hurting me, and I was only doing it for myself. I wasn't doing it for anyone else. Obviously, like, these pictures weren't going anywhere. I would just look at them for myself, and that was it. So, you know, after deleting them and, you know, prioritizing actual good things about what my body does for me, I was like fully able to kind of stop body checking completely. And life's been great since then. I really am proud of the growth. I'm not going to lie. Cause like, this was like getting over an eating disorder is one thing. Like it's a whole different battle and beast, but like the body checking thing was something I couldn't break until, you know, relatively recently. And I thought that shit was really going to like, you know, have me in a padded cell forever. I don't know. I couldn't shake it, but you know, implementing these things and really prioritizing what actually matters to me and to the people around me in my life has helped a lot. So yeah, I really hope these tips have helped you, because they've helped me a lot. They are literally the reason why I have quit body checking completely. Like I said, outside of like a very rare instance where I immediately catch myself and be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Stop. So I hope these have helped, because, you know, and just remember that like how you physically look, I know it seems so important and like we get it shoved down our throats in media. You know, and just the general public, but it really, you know, it doesn't matter as much as you think it does, if at all. So it's about who you are on the inside. Again, I know it's very cliche and corny, but that's just what it is, man. So like I said, I hope this helped, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Bobby Podcast. If you found this episode relatable, if you resonated with it in any way, if it made you feel less alone, that's truly amazing. That's incredible. Because that's the goal of this podcast. I really want to make and help others feel less alone, whatever they're going through, because this stuff is tough, you know, like ED recovery is tough, and I never want anyone to feel alone in this. Cause I know there were times I felt alone. So, I never want anyone to feel alone. So if you, found this episode enjoyable, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, check out my TikToks. I will leave all those links in the description. I really appreciate you listening. You're all the best. Have a great rest of your day.